From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader Shimon Peres, in which he called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth, praising his tireless work.
Of course, we gather here in the knowledge that Shimon never saw his dream of peace fulfilled. The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, and hailed his presence at the funeral as a gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. And in another optimistic sign, Abbas shook the hand of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Friday in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte linked himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as one way to finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them.
Since Duterte took office in June, more than 3,000 people have been killed by police and vigilantes for alleged drug use or peddling. This is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly condemned what he calls the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Obama spoke by telephone Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Both agreed that Russia and the Assad regime bear a special responsibility for stopping the fighting and letting humanitarian aid get through. Secretary of State John Kerry said earlier that the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let relief convoys through. Russia said that it supports a 48-hour ceasefire, but not a longer truce, as proposed by the United States. As tensions have increased in the Asia-Pacific, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Hawaii to meet with 10 of his counterparts for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. As Carla Babb reports, new and non-traditional threats are also on the agenda.
ASEAN defense ministers have a lot on the agenda as they meet here in Hawaii. China still claims control of most of the South China Sea in defiance of an international tribunal ruling earlier this year that said Beijing's claims weren't legal. And U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says America will continue to secure those waters in the region whether or not China abides by the ruling.
And we will, as we have demonstrated and as we will continue to demonstrate, fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows.
In addition to the long-standing threats concerning North Korea and the South China Sea, a new menace has emerged from halfway around the world. Senior defense officials say a few hundred radicalized Southeast Asians have already returned to the region from Iraq and Syria, with hundreds more expected to return over time.
VOA's Carla Babb in Honolulu. Protesters met in central Bogota Thursday in support of a no vote for Sunday's vote on whether to ratify a peace agreement signed with the Colombian government and the rebels. No voters say they are in favor of peace but against the accord, which offers amnesty and reduced penalties to rebel fighters, as well as cash rewards and salaries just below the minimum wage. The most recent survey showed 66% of potential voters approve the deal. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.